This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining us in the next segment is Freeway Rick Ross, and we're going to talk to him about his experiences in prison. We want to get his feedback about what's going on in Baltimore and the police state, but at the heart of his experience is the Iran-Contra war, something that showed us the lies of the American war on drugs and the American war on terror. So we're going to talk to him about that as well as his personal experiences and get some words of advice, because this is a man who has turned his life around and did it under very difficult circumstances. I'm looking forward to talking to him. Again, we have a story that's up on Infowars.com and linked on the Drudge Report. DHS-funded spy tag knows when you visit the bathroom. They know everything about you. And you know what? These guys like to pretend that they're Santa Claus. They know when you're sleeping. They know when you're awake. And they've got all these wonderful gifts for us. But, you know, I just don't think it's going to work out that way. I've got my suspicions. I guess that just makes me a conspiracy theorist. No, actually, I'm a skeptic of a government that demands to know everything about you, that wants to track you even when you go to the bathroom, but will not tell you anything about itself, passes laws in secret, passes trade agreements in secret, has court trials in secret, and openly violates all of our guaranteed rights under the Constitution, our God-given rights that are recognized under the Constitution. And now, this tyranny that we have seen on display in America, that has paraded itself now openly without anything happening to it, even after the Snowden leaks, far after the leaks by William Binney and other NSA whistleblowers, now this is metastasizing to other countries. Yesterday, we learned the French Parliament approved new surveillance rules. They say the law on intelligence gathering, this is the BBC reporting, adopted by 438 votes to 86, was drafted after 3 days of attacks in Paris. Now, what are they giving them the rights to do? This sounds very familiar if you know about the American police state, the surveillance state. They're going to define purposes for which secret intelligence gathering may be used. They're going to set up a supervisory body, the National Commission for Control of Intelligence Techniques, with wider rules of operations. Does that sound all familiar? You know, they did all of that. They called it the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. They did that after Frank Church's committee pointed out how our government was spying on American citizens, getting dangerously outside of their mission, turning themselves against the American. They weren't going to protect us against foreign dangers, remember? Remember what Madison said? Those things that we do to protect us from foreign dangers become instruments of tyranny at home, like the CIA, like a standing army. This is what eventually happens. And so we've seen this all before. We've been there. As a matter of fact, earlier this week, they had statues of Snowden, Assange, and Manning unveiled in East Berlin, Alexanderplatz. It's the biggest square in East Berlin. It's very famous in East Germany, the home of the Stasi, the home of the police state that everybody refers to, the police state that William Binney watched for decades. And now William Binney says, we're not this close to a police state, it's already here. See, America has become the poster child now, not East Germany, but now it has become America. We have taken on the mantle of the police state, the surveillance state. So now you've got people that the American government is after for being whistleblowers, people like Manning, Assange, Snowden. The people who exposed criminal actions, who exposed wrongdoings, they're the ones who go to jail. We just saw this week in the UN, when after a man who was part of a human rights commission talking about how UN troops were molesting children. Interestingly enough, his name was Compass. I guess they don't have a moral compass, and neither does America. As I said, they're erecting statues to remind people of the heroes that the American government has prosecuted. But don't worry. Jade Helm, it's nothing to worry about. That military exercise in your backyard, don't worry about it. We'll be right back with Freeway Ricky Ross.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and joining me in this hour is Freeway Rick Ross. Now, you may have heard of him. You may have seen the movie Shoot the Messenger. And, of course, Rick Ross features prominently in that. He's recognized by many people as being a pawn in the CIA drug wars. And, of course, if you look at the Iran-Contra scandal, as we pointed out, it involves elements of both the war on terror, being supposedly helping Iran for money to go after other guerrillas in other parts of the world, as well as the war on drugs. They're running both sides of this. They're running the war on terror. They're funding the terrorists. They're funding the drug organizations, the growing of the poppies in Afghanistan, and, of course, the cocaine that's coming from South and Central America. And with us today is Exhibit A, and this is Freeway Rick Ross. And, of course, we sell his book here at InfoWarsStore.com. It is a bestseller on Amazon, and you can read about this. It's called The Untold Autobiography of Freeway Rick Ross. And again, as I said, you can get that here at InfoWars.com or at Amazon. It's a top seller. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we've seen a lot of back and forth in the last couple of weeks, of course, about Baltimore. We've seen Al Sharpton come in and say, well, you know, we need to federalize the police. It's like the police. What do you think of that?
I think that's crazy. We have enough policing already.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, Al Sharpton was an FBI informant, but what he is saying is essentially, I would think many of us believe, that it is the federalization of the police and the way the federals have taught them to shoot first that is at the heart of this issue.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Talk
to us about, you grew up in poor circumstances, of course, in L.A., right?
Absolutely,
Baltimore.
Yes.
So talk to us about people's responses to this. I mean, what do you think about the looting that's going on there? Is that appropriate? If not, if that's not appropriate, what do we do to change
things? It's definitely not appropriate, but, you know, when you smash somebody up, you know, and you back them in a corner, they're going to come out with the only way that they know how, you know, and some of these people, they're not well educated. You know, our education system is in the black community is down. You know, we don't get the best teachers. I mean, you know, when I go out to these schools and I speak to a lot of these inner city kids, let me tell you this, they want to read my book.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know the schools won't buy it for them?
Really? Yeah.
Something as simple as a book that they could get for $7.
Well, they got their own agenda. Okay.
They have their own agenda.
They've got
their
agenda. It's filled up, and they don't want you going outside of that agenda.
Exactly.
That they control.
They don't want the kids to get the information that the kids want. Oh, this is what you get. This is where you stay. It's almost like keeping you in your place.
Mm-hmm.
It's like another form of slavery all over again, where you got to stay in your place. And if you step out of your place, then you're on your own. And we're going to have our police force to deal with it.
And your story is something that people should hear, because just looking at your biography on Wikipedia, in terms of some of the dollars, how big this operation was in L.A., $1980, they say that you had $900 million with a profit of nearly $300 million, and today's dollars would be $2.5 billion gross of that $850 million profit. So, I mean, it sounds like you were living the life and the success, right, that
Absolutely.
Everybody is looking for.
And you're talking about a kid
mm-hmm.
that they said in school was a dummy.
Mm-hmm.
They had me feeling as if I wasn't going to make it in life. The system gave me low self-esteem
mm-hmm.
because I wasn't functioning in the way that they felt that I should be functioning. And that made me lash out. That made me look for ways that I could be successful. It made me go and start hanging out with gangsters and
mm-hmm.
people that would accept me. Because if the mainstream society don't accept you, you want to be accepted by somebody.
And so your story is something really that inner city kids ought to look at. Because here you are offered what they would all dream of, the pinnacle of success, and yet it was a Faustian bargain with the devil.
Absolutely.
The government.
Absolutely.
If you will, okay? The government, you didn't know it at the time, but you had made a deal with the devil himself.
Absolutely.
And after a few years of this success, it came back to bite you with a life imprisonment, okay? Imprisonment.
A life sentence without the possibility of parole.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that is amazing. And then you turned your life around. What turned your life around?
And that's not even the most amazing part of it. After I got the life sentence, I was totally illiterate. This dumb kid that couldn't succeed in school, wind up being smarter in the courtroom than a Harvard graduate, a Yale graduate, and the top judge. Because once I taught myself to read or write in prison, I explained to them why they couldn't give me a life sentence and why them giving me a life sentence was illegal, was against their own books. And they didn't understand that.
It reminds me of the New Jersey weed man. Who had like a pound of marijuana, and he was a medical marijuana advocate. And they picked him up, and because of the quantity, they were going to put him in jail for trafficking. And he said, well, you know, I don't really think I'm going to get much defense from a regular lawyer. So he looked at it and he said, you know, most of the people don't agree with our laws on marijuana. They think they're draconian and out of the line. So he goes, all I have to do is get one person out of 12. It's like 8%, right?
Right.
And he knows that like 50 to 60% of the people, some cases higher, disagreed with the laws at that time about 2 years ago. So he defended himself. And he used jury nullification.
Wow. And the first judge says, you can't tell them about the law, you know, and says, take that down and hold you in contempt. But he still got seven people to vote for acquittal. They came after him a second time. That judge let him put up the law right out of New Jersey, okay, that showed that they have juries have the right to judge the facts of the case, not just the law, rather, and not just the facts. They'll tell you, you've got to just judge the facts. Don't consider whether you agree with the law or whatever. No, that's your duty and your right as a juror.
Exactly.
So when they left that up, he got completely acquitted. 12-0.
They want to take that away from us.
Yes.
That's why it's so important, you know, that you guys here at InfoWar continue to do your work, because we have to wake the people up and let the people know that you are in charge.
Yeah.
You know, Obama's not in charge. None of these politicians are really in charge unless we give them their power. We give them all the power that they have, and they're supposed to be doing exactly what we tell them to do, not the agenda that some big corporation who's lacing their pocketbooks are telling them what to do, you know.
What would you tell the people in Baltimore, the young guys in Baltimore? Obviously, they're frustrated. I'm frustrated. I mean, it's not just black people
that I'll be going there pretty soon to give a lecture to them. And just right off the top, I would tell them that violence is not the way. You can't beat these people with guns because they've taken away all the guns from the citizens.
Yes.
They have the most powerful weapons in the world, and they have no problem with shooting you.
Mm-hmm.
And
as we see,
and it's going to be justified. You know, we see over and over again.
All they have to do is say that they were afraid for their life.
Even just myself, you know, yeah. I was shot at running from the scene. Well, I had committed no crime that day. You know, mm-hmm. I'd been selling drugs before, but that particular day, I absolutely had no guns. They shot at me three times.
Still, unless you are actually a threat to the life of the officer, the safety of the officer, unless you're running at him. Or unless you're pointing a gun at him. If you're running away from him unarmed, they should not be allowed to shoot you in the back. I've taken concealed carry classes, and I understand what the law is for me as a citizen. When no one is threatening me, if somebody breaks into my house, I say, I've got a gun, and they turn around, they start running away, and I shoot them on my front lawn, I'm going to go to jail for manslaughter at the very least.
I agree. I totally agree. But I'm telling you from mm-hmm. experience.
Mm-hmm. You've been there.
I've been shot at from running away from a scene. And not because I committed a crime, only because I've been threatened by the police that they had told my friends that they were going to kill me. I've also been handcuffed after I surrendered, got on my knees, put my hands on top of my head like this here. They cuffed me and went to assaulting me.
Mm-hmm.
These scars in my head is from police brutality while I was handcuffed.
Mm.
And I had to put up any struggle until after, you know, once they started hitting you so much, the pain gets so... what's the word for it? It gets so where you can't tolerate it anymore that you start to fight and move to so you don't get hit here again. You rather get hit back here. So
it's just natural instinct.
So you
try to protect yourself, right? You're flinching, and then they say, oh, you're struggling.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So what would you tell them to do? What you would advise that they act as Martin Luther King told them in a demonstration rather than a riot. We've got that clip that Darren McBreen put together. Here. This is a demonstration. This is a riot. If you can't tell the difference,
what we got to do is we got to become educated. You know, we got to start getting the information just like what you guys here at InfoWar are doing. And I'm so glad that I became exposed to InfoWar at the time that I did and got educated, you know, and start to learn that if we think for ourselves, then we can do better.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't know, a lot of times you think you're fighting
mm-hmm.
and you really playing right into the system's hands. You know, you go out and you shoot a police officer that's sitting in a car who had did nothing to nobody. Then that feeds into this brutal, dangerous.
It justifies it.
It justifies it
exactly.
In their mind that, yeah, we're doing the right things. So that's definitely not the right things to do. And burning up buildings is not going to. Fix anything. It's just going to tear up our neighborhoods. What we have to do is we have to sit down and come up with strategies and techniques to educate ourselves and put the people in power that's going to help us.
Let me ask you this, because the thing that concerns me when I see Al Sharpton get involved and others is they always turn this into something that is simply racial. I say this is simply against the black people. And of course, it is much higher in the black communities, no doubt about it. But when I look at this, what I see is a beta test for all of us, because the violence that is going on now, even though it is higher, we see increased levels of violence against all people, white
yeah.
people, pregnant women, white pregnant women, whatever. I mean, what has changed is the way the police react and are justified by the system in reacting to the public. And that's what really needs, and we need to come together instead of saying, well, this is a black problem. When they say that, that basically pushes the white people off the side. We've got to come up with a break. I want to get your answer to that when we come back. How do we unify together, get everybody to understand that this is all of our problems? We have a problem with the police state. We have a problem with the surveillance state. We all need to come together, regardless of color, and fight this common tyranny. We'll be right back with Freeway Rick Ross. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The values of our founding fathers are central to the GCN network. In honor of Patriots Day and as a gift from us, receive a free e-copy of the inspired book, Forever 1776, written by Daniel Brigman and Kevin Smith. Visit GCNlive.com right now. Click on the American flag and teach your children what's been missing from public education. Sign up today at GCNlive.com. America's hope lies in its revolutionary past. GCNlive.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Alex J.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me is Freeway Ricky Ross. He is on a book tour promoting his book, Freeway Rick Ross, The Untold Autobiography. We sell it here at InfoWars.com, and it is a top seller at Amazon as well. It's an interesting read. It's something we're pointing out really ought to be read by a lot of kids in school.
Absolutely.
who are very poor and think that maybe the way they can get out of this is with the war on drugs, but it is a trap that has been set up by the government.
Absolutely.
And we're going to talk about the government's involvement in the crack cocaine business as well as the Iran-Contra affair, because that was all part of it. That essentially brings these two justifications for our police state, for our surveillance state, the war on drugs, the war against terrorism, they say, brings that into perspective, because you can see in the Iran-Contra scandals that the government was running both sides of both of those wars, as they continue to do today, Rick.
Yeah, they do.
Before we go back to this, I want to let you know that we have a promotion at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a big sale, the biggest discount we've ever had on ProPure water filters. Water20 is a promo code that you can enter to get 20% off of all ProPure water filters. Again, go to InfoWarsStore.com, enter the promo code WATER20 to get 20% off of all ProPure water filters. This is throughout the weekend. That's for not just the filters, but also all the supplies there at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you're doing this book tour, you've also got some websites we're going to talk about, too. You've got, what is defyventures.org?
Well, it was funny. This company contacted me about 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that they were interested in helping guys who had went to prison and got out, help them get on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
By giving them training and helping them get loans to start businesses. And they said that they'd had pretty good luck because one of the things they found out with drug dealers is that they had a tendency to stay with their business. They didn't start something and quit. So they're the company. It's
the big kind of entrepreneurs to start with, right?
Yeah. So it's a company that came up with the idea that if we start to help these guys start businesses, they won't go back to prison.
That's great.
So, that's one of the companies that contacted me, and I'm working with them now.
And, of course, your other websites are freewayrick.com.
Yeah.
And I am the real Rick Ross.com.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you can go there and you can find out about both of those. That's very important, too. Somebody coming out of prison, they want to get their life back together. They like to go straight. They probably have got some organizational skills if they were successful at what they were
doing. Absolutely.
And that's one of the biggest things.
And a lot of times they need a hand.
Yeah.
You know, Dave,
exactly.
You get out of prison, and I'm fortunate that I had a few people to help me. Beside my family, my family was in real bad shape when I got home, themselves. You know, if you see the documentary, you'll see a couple months after I was out of prison, my mom got kicked out of her house behind remember the mortgage scandal that went on where they was going out. My mom is 85 years old, and they came to her, bought a loan, and loaned her $400,000, and she was like, I never got $400,000.
Wow.
But anyway,
yeah, the banker scams. Yeah, that's part of what they're doing. Of course, they're running an even bigger scam right now. That's this trade partnership where they're basically going to take everything from everybody across the world. But we've been talking about how they're negotiating that in secret. When you look at this and you look at the impact of the war on drugs, of course, one of the biggest things about that is breaking up families, destroying families with these mandatory minimums for people who are nonviolent offenders. I mean,
exactly.
Not somebody.
The prison's full of us.
Exactly. You were a big time dealer. And as we pointed out before, you know, you had in today's dollars, maybe
but no violence,
gross.
Not an ounce of violence in my. The only violence I had that they say I had was when the police had beat me up and handcuffed me and shot
and
at me.
Violence to you.
And then they said, well, he did all this, and that's why we did what we did to him.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, if you look at my arrest record, there's absolutely no violence in my jacket at all. The rest of my suspected crimes were all drugs.
Yes. And one of the things that I have a problem with is that at the same time that they created the civil asset forfeiture laws, which now they're using to just steal property from people left and right, at the same time they did that, they did the mandatory minimums, taking away, somebody could have been a first-time offender, maybe they were growing marijuana in their closet for their
own personal marijuana.
Use. Yeah, and because of the quantity, okay, it was a federal mandate about how long they would have to go to prison, and they were locking people who were nonviolent up in prison for such long periods of time. We had so much prison overcrowding that they were letting violent people out. That was a thing that really concerned me 20
well,
years
know,
ago.
I
wasn't in the drug trade, I wasn't using drugs, but I was like, you're letting violent people out?
Well, you know,
so
I saw a documentary on
that.
Now that you mentioned, I saw a documentary on it. where this guy was a homicide detective,
mm-hmm.
right? Smart guy. But he said he stopped doing homicide because he could get better raises and higher promotions by going out looking for drug dealers.
Absolutely. That's where the focus was. They focused everything on that because that was what was going to give them power. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Freeway Rick Ross. We're going to talk about his experiences in prison, something that's going on right now in the corporate prisons you won't believe. But we're also going to talk about the Iran-Contra situation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in studio is Freeway Ricky Ross. He's on a book tour promoting his book, Freeway Rick Ross, The Untold Autobiography. You can get that at the InfoWars store. Help support our operation. It is also a bestseller at Amazon. Selling like hotcakes, because this is an important book for people to read. As we mentioned before, the government came to you. One of the things that is very important about your story, and we're going to talk about that in this segment, of course, is the involvement of the American government in setting up the crack cocaine trade there that you were part of. You didn't know that you were working for the CIA.
And even when it came out, you know, when Gary first broke the story, I still didn't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me?
Of course, Gary Webb. And if you've seen the movie with Jeremy Renner, Kill the Messenger, I think I said it was Shoot the Messenger earlier. It's Kill the Messenger. A very, very good movie. They kind of leave it a little bit open there at the end. They imply that he committed suicide. We don't believe that he committed suicide. We can talk to you about that. But I want to, before we go to that, I want to talk a little bit about prison, some of the things that are going on in prison. There's this article from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Of course, they get involved in defending digital rights. And they're talking about the corporations that run the prisons. And that's a lot of what's driving this war on drugs.
Absolutely.
Okay, there's a lot of profit in locking everybody up and keeping them in with the mandatory minimums. It's absolutely, that is a real crime, what they're doing.
Oh, no question about it.
That is a real criminal operation there.
You're taking advantage of the people who are less capable of having anything. You know, you take a guy, you put him in prison, and then his phone call is 25 cents a minute to talk on the telephone, to talk to his family who are, say, for instance, me, I was in Texarkana, my family was in California.
25 cents a minute.
And they charged me 25 cents a minute to talk on the phone to my kids. And I, you know, when I went to prison, I had five kids.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Well, it's getting worse because now they've got this company called JPay. They say they want to be the Apple of the prison system, okay? That's the way they're going to make
money.
Yeah. They're going to give you, they say there's an extra charge. It's not going to show up on your credit card, but it's the fact that you're surrendering to them your rights to letters, to pictures, to video, to any form of creative expression. That's the user terms of contracts that you have to sign with these people who are going to be running the prison email and phone systems there. They say you acknowledge that JPay owns all the content, including any text, data, information, images, or other material that you transmit through the service. So, for instance, if you wrote a poem and you sent it to your mom, okay, they own that, so you couldn't publish
that. Wow.
But listen to the way that they applied this, Rick. They had a person, Valerie Buford, was running an internet campaign to get her brother, Leon Benson's, murder conviction overturned. In August of last year, she used JPay to record a 30-second videogram thanking his supporters, asking them to attend an upcoming hearing in his appeal. He posted it to Facebook. When the prison staff saw it, his access was suspended, and according to the Indianapolis Star, he was disciplined, sent to solitary confinement, and stripped of good time days. Why? Because his sister had put a video up asking people to support his hearing. To justify the discipline, they said it was because they were enforcing JPay's intellectual property rights.
Yeah.
So they put him in solitary confinement to support.
I've been through that too before while I was there. Not on the internet, but over the telephone. If you say something over the telephone or do something over the telephone that they don't approve, you know, we used to have what they call freedom to talk to the press.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they've taken that after 9/11. They took away our freedom to speech, where the news can't come down unless an award and okays it. So I know exactly what they're talking about.
We did interviews with Barrett Brown, who is a political prisoner, in my opinion, up in Dallas. We did a phone interview with him. We were in correspondence with him with email, and they subsequently took down his email and took down several of the other political prisoners that were there as well.
Well, you know, Alex tried to come and see me in Texarkana, and they said, no way.
Hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't let him in. Wow. So I'm totally familiar with that system. I mean, it's really crazy, you know, that you would strip. I mean, it's one thing the judge sentenced you to prison,
mm-hmm,
to do time. But it's a whole nother thing when they strip you from your family, strip you from the ability to correspond with the world. I mean, everybody should have the right to go on Facebook and plead their innocence.
Absolutely.
Even if you're guilty, even if you're guilty, you still should have a right to say your side of the story, you know, and I don't think that it was ever meant, our forefathers, when they gave us the freedom of speech, that somebody should strip your rights, even if a jury say you are guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But if you still send, because, you know, we have plenty of people now that's been.
Well, you still have a right to appeal.
Right.
You can appeal
right
to the court of public opinion.
And exactly. DNA has proved that we've had people wrong that were on death row.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So just because 12 people say that he's guilty doesn't mean that he is guilty. You know, somebody may see something on his Facebook or whatever it is and say, you know what, I don't believe that he's guilty and I want to help this guy.
Absolutely. Now, we talked about the fact that, the business that the CIA set you up in, of course, you didn't know that you were dealing with the CIA at the time. That was discovered by...
Nor did I believe it.
Yeah.
When Jerry put it out.
Jerry Webb, the journalist, did a series, Dark Alliance. It was in the Mercury San Jose Press, if I remember the paper correctly.
Correct.
And first, everybody celebrated it until the government came in.
I was one of those guys be like, I don't believe in conspiracies.
That's right. This is just a crazy conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were at the heart of it, and you didn't realize, because you were compartmentalized.
I mean, how could I believe that I was involved with the CIA? You know?
That's right.
I'm the guy that they hunt, that they're supposed to be putting in prison. So now you're telling me that I've been selling their drugs? I mean, even...
See, this is why when we talk about false flag attacks or whatever, people who are first responders, people who are there at the scene, they don't have the full picture. They've been compartmentalized. So here you are. You're running this massive retail organization for the wholesale supplies coming from the CIA, so they can then turn around and fund their Contra war against the Sandinistas in Nicaragua. And you don't know about it because you're compartmentalized.
Yeah.
And you don't believe that it's going to. You just think it's a conspiracy.
Do you know when I started to believe it? Well, the CIA, head of the CIA, come down to my cell. They interview me. And then about 6 months later, they do their report. And they say, Gary Webb was right. That's when I say, wow. You mean to tell me? I mean, that's when it really hit me that.
Because even the CIA is compartmentalized. There's, you know, not everybody in every organization knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Some people know what's
going
on. There's good guys in each organization and there's bad guys in each organization. And when they keep everything secretive in the name of national security, that's when they can get away with
this kind
of stuff. You know, I think it's interesting. You know, Ronald Reagan said, you know, the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you. Throughout the 80s, we heard the government say, we're going to keep you off of drugs, just say no.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, Ronald Reagan and Ollie North are coming in and they're helping you to sell the drugs. Okay, hi, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you set up a crack cocaine operation.
Wow.
Right? That's what they're doing.
It's really weird and scary.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, to think that all these years I thought that I was anti-government and doing something against the system, and then I was actually helping the system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and now that you see so many young black men in prison and just Americans in prison, you know, we have 600,000 black men in prison for nonviolent offenses. And then mm-hmm. we have another probably 500,000 or 600,000 just citizens of this country that are in jail for nonviolent drug offenses. You're talking about some billions that we have just sitting there where they're just warehousing people.
A lot of money. And all these Republicans who think
billions,
that the government
billions.
Can keep people off of drugs by force
no.
for their own good, realize that you people are the ones who are getting the bill.
But they rebel.
For locking people up.
They rebel in prison. When you put
yeah.
somebody in jail for using drugs, most of them want to rebel, you know, because they felt that they had the right to use drugs if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people feel like, you know, if I want to get drunk, if I want to drink alcohol, I want to smoke cigarettes, I had a right to do that to myself if I'm not hurting anybody else. And it's hard for anybody to argue with. I feel that it should be hard for anybody to argue with somebody who uses drugs and don't hurt anybody else.
Yeah. It's the difference between a vice and a crime.
Exactly.
Vice is something, as Lysander Spooner pointed out in the 1800s, he said, vice is something you do that harms yourself. A crime is something that you do that harms other people. And if we, but of course, we understand that this is to push the government's agendas. They have every one of the things that we're seeing now come to fruition, all the internet surveillance, all the collection of your information, all the loss of your due process, the government just being able to steal property without even charging people the crime. All of this stuff started with the war on drugs. It's getting worse with the war on terror. But
illegal
it all started with the war.
You know, where they need search wants to search you. You know, mm-hmm. where they could just go through your bags and go through your car. You know, they could just pull you over down the highway and just go through your car. You know, back in the old days, they couldn't do that.
And, you know, none of this is changing because we look at Afghanistan. And as we were talking during the break, they had, under the Taliban, before the U.S. government went in there, they were only supplying about 10% of the world's population of opium, okay, and opium products. Now, it's well over 90%, and
wow.
every year they've got a bumper crop. Listen to this article that just came out from AP. It says, this is in Afghanistan, they say the cash crop of the Taliban in the scourge of Afghanistan is the country's intractable opium cultivation. This year, many Afghan poppy farmers are expecting a windfall as they get ready to harvest opium from a new variety of poppy seeds.
Huh.
Okay, now here's how they describe it. The plants grow bigger, faster, use less water than seeds they've used before, and they give double the yield of opium. And here's the kicker. Rick. They say no one seems to know where the seeds come from. You think maybe they come from a big ag lab or something?
They got a lab over in Afghanistan, right?
That's right. I mean, here we are. You know, this looks like something that's being refined. And of course, it could be done by some body that's not connected with the American government. But nevertheless, we've seen troops guarding the fields. We've had Geraldo Rivera point that out. We've played that clip over and over again. And we know what's happened there. They have gone from a very small portion of opium to virtually all.
And heroin is growing in inner cities again.
Yeah.
Young That's kids. Right.
Now you've got a heroin epidemic just like the
young
crack
kids
cocaine.
Are using heroin again. I mean, right. You know, back in the days, nobody would use heroin because they all was educated on it. But people stopped educating them on heroin and started educating them on crack. Now crack is down and heroin is climbing.
Yeah. They're going to come up with something.
But that's a clear sign that education over incarceration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Education over incarceration
and medical treatment and addressing people's needs spiritually, economically, or whatever, as opposed to thinking that you can stop this with the iron fist of government, with prohibition. That's the thing that really bothers me so much, to see how many Christians want to rely on the government to change people's hearts, to change their lives, and to do it with the iron fist of government rather than to do it with a helping hand, okay?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And with understanding and with saying, look, this is a medical problem. This is a spiritual problem. Instead, they just turn over and say, no, we're going to make it a law enforcement problem. And I've talked many times to law enforcement officers against prohibition, leap.cc. It's retired, for the most part, some of them are active, but for the most part, retired prosecutors, police, who have seen this side of it, men of integrity, who say, this isn't working. It's only making things worse.
Wow. And it's hard to get somebody that's on the other side to say that. So if you get somebody to say that, you know you have an honest man.
Because they get paid very well for that. Now, the guy that was at the heart of this, and for people who don't know the history, I mean, I know Iran-Contra really well. It happened a couple of decades ago, so there's a lot of people who don't really know it. Of course, Iran was the big boogeyman then as they are now.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of weapons that we had given them because we had installed a dictator, the Shah of Iran. We overthrew their democratically elected government, and then we trained a ruthless police state organization called the SAVAK. They were trained by the CIA. Now, when they were overthrown, that's when most Americans' history of Iran begins, when the embassy was overthrown. They forget about all that stuff that happened. They don't know or care anything about the CIA's SAVAK. They don't know about the overthrow of the government. So when all that happened and they took the embassy hostage, that's when Americans started paying attention. They never paid any attention to it before that. Now, as Ronald Reagan came in, really kind of on the cusp of people's disgust with Carter's inability to do anything to get the embassy hostages out, Reagan was going to be very tough with Iran. And yet he was making these deals to give them spare parts for the planes that we had already sold them. And what he was doing to fund that, he was taking the secret money, giving them parts, and funding his other war in South America.
Well, you know, Ali said that he didn't have any problem taking the Shah's money, Iran's money, and giving it to
That's right.
And that he would continually do it. Remember, he said that at the hearings.
That's right.
At the Congress hearings.
And then you got Oliver North running the Iran-Contra stuff, right? Okay. So they're funneling money, selling weapons to our terrorist enemies, okay, and then creating a war of terrorism in Nicaragua. At the same time, then, taking that, using the drug trade they created with the crack cocaine industry to also fund their terrorism.
Because guess what? You know they needed money that they didn't have to show. Because Congress had told them not to bother the Contras at all. That was against the law to do anything with the Contras.
Yes. So they did it anyway. So much for the law. So much for the respect for the Constitution. I mean, they didn't respect the Constitution. They didn't respect the law. But it's amazing to me, as things change, we see how little they change. You know, in this particular case, as Gary Webb investigated it, he found at the source a guy, Oscar Danilo Blandón, who had close ties with the Contras. He interviewed him several times. He put all this stuff together. This was all part of your story, okay?
Yes.
And as you mentioned, this guy, Blandón, went to jail for only 24 months, but you got life in prison.
And you didn't even say how much drugs he had.
Yeah, tell us how many
10,000 keys.
Whoa. Whoa. And he got 24 months in jail.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, though. We had the mandatory minimums.
Yeah. My first cellie was 18 years old. They arrested him on his 18th birthday. Mm. He got 20 years in prison for 2 ounces of crack cocaine.
Wow.
First offense.
Wow. And this guy had
10,000 keys, but it was powder. It wasn't crack. A big difference, right?
Yeah, so then he gets out after his little, of course, it's like we see this all the time. I mean, you know, HSBC is involved in money laundering for drug cartels and funding terrorists and everything, and they get a very, very small fine, and nobody goes to jail, okay? But if you have a small business and they don't like the way that you did your cash reporting when you put that money in the bank, you can have that money confiscated. They can even send you to jail for structuring, okay? So the little guys are going to jail. The big guys are going free. This particular guy, Blaine, and Doan, after his 24-month sentence, he gets out and he gets a job with the DEA. He goes straight from the CIA to the DEA, as you mentioned.
Wow, without a green card.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
No. They made him up a green card, too.
Yeah.
You know, they made him up one. He didn't have a real green card. The DEA got him, a fake one.
So he was an undocumented CIA worker.
He was.
Then he became a documented DEA worker. Well, talk to us about what turned you around.
Well, when I was in prison and all this stuff started to come to me, and then I started to feel like maybe I've been duped. Maybe I wasn't dumb, but I've been taught to be dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to just test myself. You know, I taught myself to read and write while I was there. I eventually found an issue that got myself out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
I started to write this book while I was still in prison. This book was going to be my way, if I never got out, to give back to all the kids in this country, to educate them on what I went through, how I became a drug dealer, because I didn't want to be a drug dealer. It was not my plan when I was 18 years old. Somebody would have told me when I was 18 years old, 6 months before I started selling drugs,
that
I was going to be a drug dealer out of that. Right.
Hang on, we got to go to break. We're talking to Freeway Rick Ross about his book and about his book tour. We're going to be right back, and I want to get your reactions to Al Sharpton. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
All the leaves are brown.
David Knight, and I'm joined here in studio with Freeway Rick Ross. We've been talking for the last hour to him about his amazing lifetime. He's had a situation, started out very poor in the inner city, went into the drug trade big time, became one of the biggest drug dealers ever, then went to jail, educated himself, found a way to get out of jail, and now he is explaining all of this. And, of course, one of the reasons that we have him here is because he realized eventually that he was being used by the CIA as to fund the Contras. Those are the people that basically created the crack cocaine epidemic in L.A. And, of course, there's a very good fictional movie, Kill the Messenger, about Gary Webb, who exposed all this in his series of investigative journalism, Dark Alliance. He was eventually, I believe, killed by the government because he was not about to shut up. They did everything they could to discredit him.
They did.
Yeah. They
took his job.
Yeah.
That's the first thing they did, was took his job, told him he couldn't write anymore. For no newspapers would hire possibly one of the best writers of that time.
It was very well documented. He won awards. The L.A. Times covered all of this. And then all of a sudden,
everybody went against him,
and they all came after him. Then the L.A. Times had like a large group, and I forget the exact numbers, like 10 or 12 reporters set up to discredit him.
Jesse Katz was the main one, a reporter that I had a relationship with while I was in prison and after I was out of prison. And matter of fact, Jesse's on the documentary, my documentary, Cracking the System, and he explains that him going after being a hired gun, basically.
Yes.
It was a hired gun, and went after a
character assassination.
Yeah.
And as they always say, you know, first they assassinate your character, then they assassinate you. It was initially reported that he had shot himself. They had been shot twice in the head.
Once you assassinate his character, now everybody thinks that he's mud, and whatever you do to mud, you know, is okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Just get rid of it.
They reported that he had been shot twice in the head. Then they said, no, it's suicide. And they said, oh, no, we never said he was shot twice in the head. And yet he had been on Alex Jones multiple times just before he died. He was coming back with another book, and he was very much still a fighter, just as Aaron Schwartz was. I don't believe Aaron Schwartz was driven to suicide either. I want to play this Al Sharpton quote for you. But before we do, real quickly, I want to say that we've got a promotion code at InfoWarsStore.com for our biggest sell on ProPure water filters. If you use the promo code WATER20, you'll get 20% off of all ProPure water filtration supplies through this weekend. Again, that's at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also buy Freeway Rick Ross, The Untold Autobiography. And if you've got somebody that you know that's in your family, I mean, we all saw the picture of the mother in Baltimore slapping her son and said, what are you doing out here? You're going to get hurt. You're going to get out of here. You know, if you've got somebody that is at risk in your family, you know someone like that, get this book. Because he's been there, he's done that, and he's turned his life around. And he can show you how, no matter how successful you are at that, it's a path of destruction. And so that's a great book to read. And again, you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's play this clip real quickly from Al Sharpton.
All right, let's do it.
We've been fighting them all over the country, which is why we're going to do this march from here to Washington. We need the Justice Department to step in and take over policing in this country. In the 20th century, they had to fight states' rights and to get the right to vote. We got to fight states' rights in terms of closing down police cases. Police must be held accountable. I don't think all police are bad. I don't even think most are bad. But those that are need to be held accountable.
Okay, so he makes this. He said we had to fight states' rights as part of the civil rights movement. You think that that's the way to approach this, by federalizing the police and making all of them come from one location?
No, I don't think so. I think that this is a citizens' issue. This is a thing where the citizens need to take control of their communities,
We're about out of time. And I tell you what, I want people to know where to find you. Freeway Ricky on Instagram, Twitter. You can find his book details, freewayrick.com. Thanks for joining us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.